and how the 80% of his funding, well, I think it's not 80%, but I think they're 80% now self-sufficient from works within their own ministry. And then the other 20% that comes in from donations and stuff, of that 20%, if my memory serves me correct, about 2% of it came from within the church. The other 18% of donations that goes into Holiness Missions to America that deals with abortion, they fund clinics for people to go that don't want to have abortions. They do peanut butter and Jesus and food ministries. They serve the homeless. They have drug addict houses. I mean, they're just doing a lot of things to help the lost. But 18% of their support comes from outside the church. You want to know why? Because even though some folks that may not know Jesus understand that the concept of giving does something in their heart and in their soul. I'm going somewhere with this. We must give more in order to get more. It is the generous giving of ourselves that produces the generous harvest. I want to read that one more time. We must give more in order to get more. It is the generous giving of ourselves that produces the generous harvest. The reason God began to instruct so much about giving is because giving begins to take you places that you would never go unless you give. Christ said, no man that sticketh his hand to the plow and looking back is what? Fit for the kingdom. Why is that? Because he hasn't given everything. See, I told you I wasn't going to talk about money tonight. We're going somewhere deeper than just money. We're headed somewhere. But if you want to get somewhere, you got to learn to give somewhere. And as we begin to read in Luke 6 and 38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. God began to teach the art of giving and began to instruct us in the art of the gift and began to help us to understand that his very nature is to give, because when God gives something to you, it makes him feel good. And God wants his creation to feel just as good as he does. And so I begin to understand that for us to forsake our selfish desires, our carnal desires, one way to begin to kill out the flesh is to begin to learn to give. To begin to give of yourself. Give of your time. Give of your finances. Begin to look for opportunities in which you can give. And what better time than Christmas time to begin to look at this and understand that God gave the perfect gift because, number one, we needed it, but number two, because he wanted to. When we begin to learn to give because we want to. Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3, sacrificed, was it 1,000 sacrifices? I think it was. Why did Solomon sacrifice 1,000 sacrifices when one would have been enough? How many sacrifices did God ask them for? One. I know they had multiple sacrifices for different things, but just a Thanksgiving offering, where they would just come and sacrifice an animal and say, thank you, Jesus. One was sufficient. But something began to trigger in Solomon's heart. And he said, one's not enough. And he sacrificed two. And he said, that felt so good. I want to sacrifice three. And you know what began to happen to Solomon that day? Is he began to understand what it began to mean to give because you want to. Because when you begin to give because you want to, you begin to find that you have no limit on what you can give. And that's what God begins to look for in our hearts and our lives. He looks for us to get to a place and a position to where we can begin to give because we want to. Because when we get to that place, there's no limit on what He can do with you. And so we begin to find at the end of 1,000 sacrifices, Solomon finally said, I'm done giving. I can guarantee you there were some people there that day that they looked at Solomon and they said, Solomon, you're crazy. But Solomon said, I love God, so I want to give. Well, what happened? Well, we know that God visited Solomon. He said, Solomon, you can have whatever you want. You can have riches. You can have power. You can have fame. Whatever you want, Solomon, it's yours. Here's what else I want to point out to you before I move on real quick. When you get to the point where you give because you want to, it focuses you to the important things in life. And instead of asking for riches and fame and power and money and a mighty army, Solomon asked for one simple thing. God, give me wisdom to lead your people. And you know what God gave Solomon? He gave him more wisdom than any other man has ever possessed. The art of the gift. When we begin to give to God, He begins to respond because it is His nature. Sometimes we get so caught up in the fact that we give and we give and we give and it seems like nobody ever reciprocates the giving. Have you ever got tired of giving because nobody reciprocates the giving? And we gripe and we grumble and we complain about it and we're like, well, I ain't giving them no more because they don't ever give me nothing. We've all been there. We've all done it. We're all grinning because we know we've been there. But when we begin to give to God, and we give and we give and we give, did you know that God always reciprocates the giving? Because you see, God's nature is so much higher than ours. And that's why He calls us to live on His level. Because He understands that when we give to Him, it's just natural in Him that He wants to give back to us. Now, here's what else I want to tell you. When God gives to you, it should begin to be natural in you to give back to God. And when God blesses you with something, it should begin to stir something in your heart that you want to give. Whether it's to Him, whether it's to somebody else, whether it's to somebody in need, it begins to stir something in you that you begin to realize, I need to give. Well, it wasn't last Sunday night, but Sunday night before last, I had it in my notes. We had a message in tongues. Does anybody remember what that was? It was a direct message from God in response to what we had been given Him 2 Sunday nights ago. Anybody remember what we gave God 2 Sunday nights ago? We gave Him praise and worship. And He expressly spoke in a message in tongues that He heard and that it moved Him. You know what was happening 2 Sunday nights ago was some saints of God began to get so full of His gift that they had to respond and give back to God. Psalms 107:1 says this, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. 48 times of the Word of God, we are instructed to give thanks. Give thanks. Give time. Give praise. Give love. Give joy. And you know where I'm going. You give. Because the art of the gift is something that we begin to perfect in our own lives. Because if we're not trying, if we're not striving, if we're not pushing, if we're not understanding that it's not in our natural desires to give, we got to begin to get down on our knees and begin to understand that God gave us more than we could ever have or handle. But He gave it to us because He desired us to have it. And He desired for us to begin to have His nature within us so that we turn around and we begin to give with the same zeal that He gave to us. And when we come into His house, we come into His presence, we are come and instructed. We don't sit here and we don't get. You come to the house of God to what? You come to the house of God to give. But what I want to leave us with tonight is that it's not natural for you to give. It's not something that you're just going to fall off into. It's not something you're just going to wake up one morning and you have a case of the givings. It's something that you have to cultivate, mold, and make, and allow God to create in your life. Yeah, understand that more than likely, the birth of Jesus Christ wasn't in December. But just take the birth of Jesus Christ out of this time of year and look at the traditions. You go study Christmas traditions, you begin to find that we have Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas. And he is a real person, I will tell you that. He ain't real no more. But he was a real person. I know, it's like, bummer. But why? I guess what I want to get to in closing here is why have people focused so much on that he gave? That's what hung around about St. Nicholas, was he gave. And that's what became folklore and legend, was that he gave. And you go to different parts of Europe, they have the same story. He's just called different things. They're called different things at different places. But the whole concept that sticks with people is not that people got or received. It was that he gave. You want to make a lasting impact on this world, the impact that you need to make is he gave. They said, Master, when did we give? When you gave water, when you gave coat, when you gave bread to one of these little ones in need, you gave to me. Let me tell you something. If you're not discovering and you're not perfecting the art of the gift, you're going to miss opportunities that God sets in your path in which you were designed and born to give. Discover the art of the gift. Amen. Sister Pepper, come back to the piano this evening. Let's stand to our feet. When Christ hung on Calvary, the Bible says that he gave up the ghost. God's whole nature, Christ's whole nature, is that of the joy of giving. And he desires to place his joy of giving in our hearts as Christians. The church, the child of God, the saint of God, we shouldn't be the Scrooges of Christmas. We shouldn't be the Grinches. We are to be the ones that embrace the concept of giving just like God. And God gave all. So this Christmas season, I want to challenge you to give it all. Give it all to God. Don't hold nothing back. Because God gave it all to you. All heaven had, he gave it to you. Who are we to set back? Let the old carnal self rise up within us and hold on and not give all back to God. Because what happens is when you discover that the true giving of yourself to God opens the door for Him to give Himself fully and completely to you, that's a feeling that you'll never replace, never duplicate, and never forget. So as we gather in these altars this evening, I want you to take some time and give thanks back to God for the wonderful thing that He's done for you. Amen. Let's gather in these altars this evening.